You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. In this time of social media, the way your family looks to the outside world is different than the reality. We all know how to act like we have it all together, but the truth is often hurtful to individual members in this dysfunctional, in this dysfunction of most families. Today, we'll talk about how these individual family stories affect you and what to do about it. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, we're going to tell some stories about my childhood and a childhood friend of mine who I recently connected with. Why are these invisible childhood stories so important?
You know, we've talked about our emotional story many times. And again, it's not about what happened to you as a child. It's about how you felt about it. And as those feelings fade, it doesn't mean that the energy of those feelings are gone.
Or changed. Okay.
Those energies are things that don't leave on their own, and they act upon you forever.
Yes.
Unless you clear them.
Yes.
And those energies often continue from lifetime to lifetime.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
You know, it's the reason there's childhood diseases.
Oh.
Childhood cancer.
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing the advertisements for St. Jude all the time.
Right.
You know, and they're talking about how awful it is to have childhood cancer. You know, my daughter had cancer when she was 14. I understand. That, you know, for a parent, that's really devastating. But a lot of those things started way before
she ever came in. I'm talking about your daughter.
Yes.
Ever came into this lifetime.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
and by the way, we've actually worked on them energetically.
Yes.
I want to make that point.
Well, and so your friend's story is very, very relevant to this.
Okay.
Because you knew her as a child.
Right.
And then as you reconnected just a few years ago.
Right.
You saw the effect of all those things that you didn't know about as a child because their family put on a good front, right?
That is absolutely correct.
So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. And I'll do my best not to get too detailed in all of this. My friend, by the way, who just recently died, and I'm very, very sorry, and I miss her terribly. She and I connected actually about 3 years ago. She found me through the internet. And it was remarkable to find her because I had always wondered what happened to her and so forth. The most amazing thing was that she and I set it up. We managed to make it that we would actually talk at least once a week, and it was fantastic. And one of the many things that we talked about was our families and the secrets of our families.
So what did you learn about her family that you didn't know before?
Well, first off, to make a very long story short, I had no idea the father that I knew that she had was not her birth father. Her birth father had actually committed suicide. But she was trained, and by the way, she was two when this happened, but she and her brothers were trained. This was something that you never, ever talk about because, of course, suicide is wrong.
The shame of it.
And the shame of it was just, you know, wrong. And therefore, I never even knew about it because she was taught Don't talk about it.
So tell us some more some things that she experienced that you were unaware of.
Well,
when you were a child.
Of course, the father thing, but also the part where she wasn't, if she was 5 minutes late to dinner, she would pay a price all evening. And I'm talking about a price of the family shunning her, things like that, for being late. So she wasn't. And I could never really figure out what's this all about. But, you know, I didn't ask. I didn't think to ask. The other thing that she encountered was she fell in love with a man and married him, had a child. And she discovered that he was unfaithful to her and that he left her, and that abandonment for her broke her heart. Well, I said a few minutes ago, she died fairly recently. And one of the things she died from was a heart disease, which turned out to, of course, be a broken heart.
Well, that's the metaphor.
The metaphor
is the broken heart.
That is correct.
And her, there was something to do with her heart, but she had many physical symptoms.
Well, and there she did. And one of the, and I don't mean this as a pun whatsoever, one of the biggest things is that she was well over or close to 200 pounds overweight. And by the way, this was not my friend. This was not my friend. She was always into going and doing and all of these things. But the metaphor was that she was eating her pain, the pain of her childhood.
She was carrying it.
She was carrying it around. And we talked about it many times. Yes, I used the clearing on her, but I have to say, unfortunately, I wish I had met her much sooner, because she told me that she had to leave, that her body physically could not handle the pain of her life and the pain of her childhood.
She knew about a week before she was gone. She went.
She did.
She was going.
She did. Yeah. And of course, it broke my heart. But the thing that was the most amazing to me, and this is from my point of view, she told me about some of my childhood trauma and drama that I had no idea that she even saw.
She validated it.
She validated it. And she validated it that I was treated as if I was the maid in the family, that I was the caregiver of the family.
So let's finish with her.
Okay.
What we saw was the pain that she had in childhood.
Yes.
The pain that she had as a divorce. And I know there's a root that divorce and the unfaithfulness had its root in its inner childhood.
That's correct.
And we just don't have time to talk about,
correct,
make those connections.
Correct.
But all those things had just been expressed.
They added up.
Those energies were still, literally killed her.
Literally.
Way too young. She was very bright. She was very intelligent.
Yes.
And that's part of what the invisible stories today that we're talking about.
Exactly.
So the next story we're going to talk about is yours.
Yes.
And your emotional story, in terms of being, we always use the archetype of Cinderella.
Correct.
Where you were in the back doing all the work, and you only had one sister, but the other members of the family were put on a pedestal.
Actually, I had more than one sister.
Yeah.
But the other family members were not only put on pedestals, as far as the way my family worked was, they didn't have the responsibilities that I did. And
so they could go out and do things.
They could go out and
have fun, exactly, have fun with their friends, but you, exactly, had to stay home and, exactly, take care of. So explain the story.
Well, I had a mentally disabled sister, and I dealt with her the best.
She had the mental age of 3 years old.
At the most, on a really good day.
Yeah.
And but we connected in music, and we connected in the fact that I could dance and sing, and I could entertain her, which was great. That enabled my mother to go off and do things that she needed to do. But I was still treated as if I was less than the maid. My brothers and sisters were not.
And this is a really good example, because,
and by the way, my friend validated that.
She said, yeah, I could see it.
And I had no idea.
Because your sisters denied it. Your sister said,
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Exactly. You know? And it was very, very, very difficult.
That's very painful when another family member denies,
exactly,
the pain that you went,
exactly,
through when you were in the same place.
So let's make the point here. The point is that even in the family that I lived in, the family secrets that, you know, obviously I wore them on my sleeve, but they were invisible to me as well. And, but yet other people could see them. I had no idea that they could see them, but they still have affected me in a major, major way.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to say that they also, not my traumas, but my friend's family secrets, they affected her. And we talked the week before she died. She talked about how they had affected her. And she loved the fact
that the clearing helped her see that they had affected
that's
her.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And so if you're listening right now,
yes,
I guess this is the point that we want to make for okay. the audience.
Okay.
Is that we truly want to help you have a better life.
Yes.
And it's so easy to say, okay, well, that happened in the past, doesn't affect me now. I just want to go forward.
Correct.
We're going to talk a lot about that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. But this stuff matters because it sticks with you.
And whether right you now, realize it or not.
And we're just the messenger here.
Yes.
This is,
yes.
As intuitives, we see this so clearly that if you look at someone, we see their trauma mm-hmm. and we see their progression. We can almost right. predict the future. And by the way, we're going to talk about this next week in the story of my mom and
oh, yes.
how her childhood story has affected her. And this will blow you.
She's 92 and yeah. it's still affecting her.
Yes.
You know, so with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your invisible story is not irrelevant to your life now. It's an energy that stays with you.
Yes.
Other family members maintain the illusions of the family, even in face of reality and alternative perspectives.
Correct.
Happens all the time. Family stories and other lifetimes continue to affect us. Childhood cancer comes from past life energies.
Right. And so do childhood diseases.
Yes. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to clear the energies from your family stories so they don't hurt you or won't hurt you in the future.
Or, and I was going to say, not only hurt, but affect you
yes.
in a negative way. We can actually learn from them. So with that said, in the next segment, we're going to explain how you cannot ignore your family story and the history because it will always affect you, not only today, but in the future. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to explain how you cannot ignore your family story and history because it will always affect you, not only today, but in the future. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. I need to say something here. When I'm talking about that our ecosystems need to be restored, the way to restore them is by removing the negative energies so that you can be the ecosystem you were created to be.
Think about that your invisible family stories as a form of an oil spill.
Very good.
And that way to go. That you just have to keep getting rid of that oil.
Exactly.
Until it's gone.
Exactly. And by the way, anybody who's worked on anything like that actually knows that is not an easy thing to do. But if you keep at it, it can happen. So with that said, Jason, the most common comment we've heard over the years is all this family stuff happens in the past. And they ask the question, our clients, why do I need to go back and bring it up now? Well, there's another variation to the same question. And it's, I'm just going to look forward and live my life. I don't want to go backwards. All right, Jason, how do you respond to this?
You know, I tried to come up with a metaphor because we're always saying that we're human beings, okay. Ecosystems, we're right. Not machines.
Correct.
So I was going to use a machine metaphor, but the truth is machines have the same problem.
Okay.
You know, we have this 1982 Volkswagen convertible, and it's got 130,000 miles on it. It's as old as my daughter, 40 years old.
Okay.
And my ex-wife bought it on a whim. I thought it was pretty dumb at the time, and I got it in the divorce. Okay.
But wait. Yay, because we've enjoyed it like you can't even imagine.
I don't know what happened to it before I got it. And the truth is that I put a lot of money in, but now it runs really, it's really
like a top.
Yeah, it does. And we have more fun with that thing. But it's in essence, the metaphor is that we went back and fixed all the things that all the traumas wrong. in the beginning of this machine.
That's correct.
And now it's running much better.
Yes.
It's just like human beings.
Ah.
So, you know, the nature of energy is that it sticks to you. So it needs to be cleared. We think of our emotions. So if I'm angry in the morning and then all of a sudden I feel better, is that anger gone? We think that, I don't feel that way anymore. Or we're happy one day and the next day we're depressed. And then we think the depression's gone. You know, it's
correct.
Not.
Right.
And as intuitives, we see that emotions are energies.
Yes.
So when you go to a place, for example, where there was a lot of trauma, you know, our town is used to be called Garrote. Which is it was the hanging place.
The hanging place.
Yeah, it was during the gold rush, and a lot of, you know, it was kind of a wild place and a very primitive law.
So. Well, and let's just, it's also the town now is called the Gateway to Yosemite.
Yes. So, but there are places you can feel that old, it's
old energy.
Old energy. Yeah. So, but most important, okay, is, we've heard this story all the time. You know, we see it on TV all the time. Oh, sure. They joke about, well, oh, my mother hated me, so therefore I've got all this trauma, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Right.
I'm not one to talk about it. I'm just going to go on.
Well, because, well, it's too painful. It's, right. You know, that kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Sure. And it's not going to help me anyways.
Right.
Well, that's not true. The cowboy approach, which when I was in the military, there was a lot of people that had the cowboy approach.
Okay.
I call it the cowboy approach, a John Wayne approach, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Which is?
You know, everybody struggles. Get over it. Quit your whining and move on.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you don't want to dig that foxhole this morning. You don't want to make your bed. You don't want to polish your shoes. You know, quit whining. You know,
correct.
Go forward. Okay. Well, that's usually a response to people who actually whine. You know. Okay.
Yes.
And no one likes to hear other people whine. It's very offensive.
Yes.
But the ecosystem approach is not about whining. It's about acknowledging those painful emotions.
Yes.
And then clearing them.
Well, and by the way, if you have a childhood trauma and you think if you talk about it that you're whining, basically what's happening is that you're talking about whatever happened, and you're going to clear through the ecosystem approach. You're going to clear the hurt and the pain and the being the maid. That kind of thing. You're going to clear that stuff so that you don't get trapped in it today.
You know, the audience, if they've been watching for a while, may recognize that I love you and I love my wife. And part of what we talk about all the time, we're always talking to each other. A lot of people are flabbergasted. You talk to your spouse? What? You talk to your wife or your husband? Well, we talk to each other all the time. A lot of it's about our emotional story.
Correct.
It's not a whine. And the difference is because when we talk about our emotional story, the ending is usually, well, let's clear that.
Exactly.
Oh, I just remembered this. Oh, well, yeah, let's clear that.
And what's the number one thing that we hear from clients new or that have been working with us for a long time, I feel so much better and so much lighter.
Yes.
And I feel that I have the motivation now to get up and go do what I needed or what I
my
need
life
to do.
In a positive way.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Last segment, we were talking about how it affected you physically.
Okay.
But, you know, you were talking about her divorce,
right,
how that really crushed her. I guarantee you the roots of that divorce were in the dysfunction of her family.
Well, in the abandonment of her father,
yes,
that she never knew,
yes,
why until, yes, much later on in life, that why he killed himself.
Exactly.
She saw that as being abandonment.
You know, if you have money issues, if you have work issues.
Correct. Relationships.
Relationships, health.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in your life can be traced back to those families, that family stuff. And here's the part that is the most difficult.
Okay.
When it's not that bad.
Yeah.
We have people that say, well, you, yes, know, if you were abused, sexually abused or beaten somehow, or, mm-hmm, you know, I can imagine all the war stories that we're going to hear about children in a war zone, that sort of thing. It can break, yeah, your heart.
True.
The hardest ones, and I want you to hear this, this is really important. The hardest ones are the ones that aren't that bad. That seemingly aren't that bad.
It's why?
Because it's the most covert. It's the most hidden.
Oh,
it's the most
hidden.
Invisible. That's, yes, the whole title of today's show, Invisible Family Stories.
Yes.
Because, you know, some of the worst negative energy has come from families who on the surface and even behind the curtain doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. The pain and the negativity and the dark energy is so covert. It's,
yes,
it's invisible, and but it doesn't make it any less painful. So that's why we say,
correct,
it's not about what happened to you.
Right.
In other words, if you weren't beaten or sexually abused or whatever, it doesn't mean that it wasn't horrific. It's how you felt about it.
Correct.
And the some of those things could be really, really subtle.
Well, I have one more story about that. I was my father's second daughter, and he, to make a long story short, he and I were in a cafe. He was a truck driver, and he knew where every great cup of coffee was. And we were in a cafe one day, and he knew every policeman from here to Kansas City, Kansas. My father was one of those guys. He was just out there. And, We were sitting there. He was having coffee and I don't remember what I was eating. But anyway, and the two policemen came through the door and they went, "Hey, Bill, how's it going?" Like I said, he knew everybody. And one of the policemen kind of looked down at me and, you know, "Who is this?" And my father said, "This is daughter number two, the bad one." And the officer said, "Oh, yeah, I've heard you talk about her."
That's then you were like 7 or 8.
I was like 7 or 8. And my thought, I remember my thought was, why was I bad?
So he wasn't beating you.
He wasn't.
He wasn't sexually abusing you.
He was marking me.
Yes.
Is what he was doing.
And he was doing it in a public way. And it doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
But you can, if you have any empathy at all, you can feel the hurt of a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old hearing your father say, "This is the bad one."
And
oh my gosh, that sticks with you.
All of my life.
Yes.
Yes. And all of my life.
It was consistent with the way you were treated in your family.
In other words,
there was something wrong with you.
That there was, yeah.
When as an adult, you can see most of the time that it wasn't you.
Yeah. That I was trained in that way.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
You know, you're the one who has the talents and the abilities and
all of these
things, you know. Yes. So here's the other thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
You know, if you don't want to go back and clear and you're not interested in it, I don't want to
do that. Yeah.
That's negative energy.
Blocking you.
Negative energy wants to exist. So if it's there, which it is, I guarantee you it's there. It doesn't want to be cleared.
Well, and it wants to exist so it can grow.
Yes.
So how
does it do that? Well, it says, yes. You don't want to do that. It distracts you from doing it.
Yes.
It's it makes you bored with it. It makes you numb to it.
Yes.
Or it makes you resist it because of the fear of the pain.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how it resists, but it doesn't want you to go there.
Exactly.
So if you're feeling resistance to doing that, that's why. And so how do you deal with that? We just clear the...
Negative energy of...
Name it. You know, the fear of it, the numbness of it.
Right,
The disinterest in it.
I was going to say it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm bored with clearing
exactly.
that. You know?
So, are we ready for key points, Jason?
Yes.
Here we go. Key points are what?
The emotions of the past stick to you and can be removed with clearing, but they don't just go away. The cowboy approach, just get over it, doesn't work and only numbs you to those feelings to bite you back later in life.
And oftentimes in the backside, but go ahead.
The place is not important, but yes, the body part is not important. But yeah, our family stories will act upon us until we clear them. Most energy processes don't go far enough.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach shows you how to clear the feelings and get to the roots of those feelings over time.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to start to clear those invisible family stories, even if your memory is a little light or, spotty about them. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to start to clear those invisible family stories, even if your memory is a little light or spotty. It's not about your age. It's about the dramas and traumas, by the way. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. Very important. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what happens if you can't remember or you don't know any of the family traumas or stories or that sort of thing?
Well, there's a way to start with that, but there's, okay. I want to go back. There's a couple of things we had in the last segment that we didn't get to that I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And one of those is this black sheep phenomenon. You've been the black sheep in your family.
Yes.
And the reality was just the opposite of what you were told, that you weren't the bad one.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen it with people that have been sexually abused, that have been abused physically, emotionally abused.
Correct.
Sometimes it's just gender based.
Yeah.
You know,
well, we've seen that.
Male versus female.
Yes. And a lot of cultures, male is always better than female, which, by the way,
you know, I'm personally aware of, so a lot of hurt that happens when that's
exactly
the case, you know, and I know it happened with it was me and my sister, and my mother always preferred me. Mm-hmm. And even now, if Patricia tells my mother to do something, and then I tell her it has different weight, you know, although she's louder, you know, she has more volume than I do, but she listens to me.
Yes.
She sees it as an authority. It has something to do with her Enneagram type.
It really does.
Those things
has to do with gender.
Yes. Sometimes it could be just, you could be the black sheep because you're not athletic and your parents yes. appreciate the athletics. Or you're not something, you're not a scientist, or you're not a musician, or you're not any of that. So that black sheep phenomenon is really important, and you can clear that.
Right. And by the way, the black sheep comes from your family stories.
Yes.
The ones that are hidden.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But the other thing is that there are a lot of energy processes that people use. Mm-hmm. That work.
Okay.
But the problem is that we see that they're too superficial because we can see energy.
Yes.
We see how much there is. We see it's the depth of the invisible family stories, not just in this lifetime, but in previous lifetime is huge.
Yes.
So when you do scream therapy, which I never thought really changed the energy, but other energy processes, rebirthing, physical release, like myofascial release, REM therapy, eye movement. I know that's effective, but the problem is that the people that implement those don't have a structure around the ability to know how far to go,
right,
how much you have to do.
Well, and oftentimes in those things, one of the things that I've seen is that they're afraid to go too far for fear of that person walking out of wherever the session was taking place and not being able to handle life.
Well, and one of the things we do with the ecosystem approach is that this can take you as far as you want to go.
Right.
As if you want to, the most evolved you want to be, this will keep taking you there. And,
correct.
And it can also, it's very easy to implement at the very basic level. So, and both of those are really important.
And they always, it always makes a difference.
Yes.
Yes.
So, okay. So how do you, if you don't want to know what your family trauma is, how do you, where do you start?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
The best place to start is with an accurate Enneagram type.
Ah.
Your Enneagram type, your Enneagram, the Enneagram in general, and there's a lot of books about the Enneagram. It's a personality typing system. If you understand that, a lot of people have written about it. What we see the importance of the Enneagram has to do with the fact that it's a reflection through your personality of the negative energy that's attached to your essence,
right,
your soul.
Right.
And
in other words, it's laying on top and it keeps you from actually connecting with your soul.
Yes.
The essence
from expressing who you are authentically.
Okay.
And there's a lot of it there. If you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, we have a two-part article about the discovery, mm-hmm, about how much negative energy is actually there.
Yes.
And that's why we help people go further. And there was a time that we had people coming to us all the time and they're saying, well, you don't have to do very much work with me because because I've already done a lot of work, you know. And
I love that one.
And they did some of these things like the scream therapy or the rebirthing or the,
right, the REM,
the REM, yes, therapy. And there's others too.
Of course.
You know, there's nothing wrong with those, but the ecosystem approach, we do this because we have a good sense, because we can see energy, a good sense of the priorities.
Yes.
So where do you start? You start with the Enneagram type.
Right.
And each Enneagram type has their compulsions. So for a four, it's about drama and emotion.
Right.
For a six, which I am, it's about fear and need for security.
Mm.
Sevens, it's need for activity and keeping busy. Eights, it's the need to dominate.
Yes.
Nines, the need to have peace. Ones, the need for perfection. Twos, the need for love and attention. Mm-hmm. All those things are not bad in themselves, but when you understand them in the context of your Enneagram type, you can see that they need to be cleared. And once you start clearing those things,
right,
then all of a sudden you'll start to see bits and pieces of your family story, whether you've remembered it or not, whether you blocked it out,
correct,
whether you're completely numb from it,
right,
whether you have a form of amnesia and you can't remember anything.
Yes.
You know, if you got hit by a car and you had an amnesia, I'm making up stories now, but this is fine. If you got hit by a car and you had amnesia and you were in a hospital and I came in and said, you need to clear your invisible family story, I would figure out what Enneagram type you are and start there.
Well, and the other thing is even with amnesia, your real Enneagram type, it doesn't go away.
Yes.
It shows. It,
yes,
shines right through.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, the one that you didn't put on the list there was, you didn't put about the three. And am I correct? The three is the one, it's how you appear to the world.
Yeah, the using charm in a way to get what, yes, you want without knowing who you are. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
And one of the things that the ecosystem approach really helps you with is finding out who you truly authentically are. And it's awesome.
And when the way you get there is through your invisible family story,
that
whether it's
correct,
invisible to you now or,
yes,
just completely invisible or
correct,
not, you
exactly
know? So the other thing is to clear the numbness to your feelings. Some, mm-hmm, people say, I don't know, you,
yeah,
know, I don't know what my invisible family story is. I have no idea.
Right.
Clear numbness.
Right.
That's a starting point for almost everything. Right. Clear the fear of uncovering feelings that will hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a biggie for a lot of people. You don't realize it. Oh, I don't know what that is. I'm not interested in that.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Clear the resistance to covering, you know, uncovering those stories. It's a,
yes,
big deal.
It really is. So, Jason, do we want to do,
yeah,
key points and then tell everyone how to do the,
yes, exactly,
the clearing? All right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Your invisible family stories can always be uncovered with clearing the negative energies.
Correct.
An accurate Enneagram type is very helpful starting point to clear the feelings around your invisible family stories. Mm-hmm. And negative energy always wants to exist. So it resists clearing,
right.
Identifying it, and the fears of having it removed.
Correct.
It's a pushback and all those things.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to have self-knowledge, which starts with your emotional story, whether it's visible or invisible.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, even if you know how to do clearing, well, and many of you do, those of you who are joining us for the first time, or you're new to what we do, Jason's going to tell you how to do clearing, and then I'm going to tell you about life force energy after that, and then we'll go to the next segment.
So it's very simple. You don't have to be in a special posture. You don't have to assume the lotus position.
Okay.
When you take a breath, a bigger breath does not move more energy.
No.
You know, it's your intention and your imagination. So when we say and to eliminate, gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils and illusions, specific emotions, mm-hmm. you know, fear, worry, anxiety, gather those up in your body and blow them into the processor. Jacob's putting a picture of the processor up right now. And it looks like a trash can on wheels.
Right.
It processes the negative energy and it comes out neutral. So it goes in.
So, and I just want to say,
it exists not in only, your imagination.
Exactly. But it not only helps you, but it also helps your world around you, because you're cleaning up. You're cleaning up your environment.
Yes.
In such a way that nobody else does.
We go, you know, we're clearing every day, 24/7, and we're going through the world and we're taking negative energy when we see it, put it in the processor.
Exactly.
You know, and it's what's really nice. And I haven't said this for a while, but it's completely portable.
Yes.
So once you have it in your memory,
what it looks like.
You don't have to carry anything. You don't have to put on a special uniform.
Right.
You don't have to do special exercises to do it. You don't have to buy a special breathing outfit or something. You know, none of that. You could be naked in a Turkish prison and you can be doing this work.
Okay. And anyway, with that said, and I hope you're not naked in a Turkish prison. Let me just say it that way. But the next thing that we do is then we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. But when we remove negative energy, the best thing we can do is to put back an energy, and life force energy is the energy to use so that there isn't a space for that negative energy or more negative energy to move into that space.
Yeah.
And it becomes very, very, very powerful in a way, because it gives you confidence and clarity and knowing. And it also helps you. It can help you with so many things, including having a sense of humor.
Well, it feels really good. It's like being in a nice spring day.
Yes.
But imagine it's roughly analogous to when the ambulance is called, they always give you oxygen.
Correct.
Or they give you an IV.
Exactly.
This is oxygen IV plus correct. 10 times.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah. So with all of that said, stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do clearings to help you uncover your invisible family story. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do clearings to help you uncover your invisible family story and actually feel better about it. Okay, so Jason.
So here we go. But before we do that, I wanted to say, you know, if you are inclined to skip this part, you know, if you listen on a regular basis, these clearings can be so helpful for you. So please hang in there for just a minute while we do those. The other thing is that if you're not signed up for our free section at our website, theecosystemapproach.org, do that now, because if you want to uncover your invisible family story,
correct,
we're going to help you. Okay. So getting those clearings and doing those clearings on a regular basis is a big part of that. So here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my emotional story connected to my family story needs to be cleared. Just cleared.
Take a breath. And blow that into that processor. That processor is really important. The reason it's really important is you don't want to do this work and then just blow it out anywhere and have it throw it on the ground, and then you get up from wherever you are and you walk into it.
That's an ecosystem, but you also live in an ecosystem.
Exactly. So with that said, I'm going to shorten it a little bit. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that negative energy of my family story resist removal, and I feel pushback. Take a breath and get rid of that pushback. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the intense feeling of worry, anxiety, and stress that are often part of my invisible family story. So take those feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress, blow them into the processor.
Very, very, very good. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that comes from my family story. And by the way, I have a lot of that. And so I work on it on a regular basis. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how dark energy always blocks people from trying to remove it.
Yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see hurt, pain, fear, and abandonment in the past is stuck to me and it needs to be removed. Take a breath.
I had one client tell me one time that whenever he tried to blow it into the processor, it would move, so he would miss
Yes.
That's dark energy. Yes. It's a funny story, but it's dark energy.
It's true. It's true.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear, terror, I have about revealing my invisible family story. Take a breath.
Even to myself. Yes. Take a breath.
Especially to myself.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the negative energies from my family story act upon me all of my life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger or resentment I have about my past that makes me want to avoid it.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to clearing the past because of fear, anxiety, or pain, or any other negative energies. Take a breath. Judgment would be one of them.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that avoiding my past will create negative energy where I will pay eventually, some way in the future.
Clear that.
Yes. You want to have a good life all your life.
All your life. Not just a little bit. But
not just when you're young, yes.
Yes. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about my past that creates my need for revenge. And the problem is that I take it out on myself. Take a breath. I know he wrote that one for me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see the benefit of uncovering my invisible family story for a better life for myself.
Good one.
In all ways. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the way to improve my life today is to clear my history. By the way, it works. Take a breath. We ready to activate life force?
Let's do that.
Remember, it's the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and creative and see the energies, feel the energies that are standing in my way and get rid of them and then activate life force and put that life force energy in the place where that negative energy was starting right now. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to evolve by clearing my invisible family story.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Let that energy come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it there. Turn it around and blow out any negative energies left over. So, and activate life force so I can trust and understand that negative energy sticks with me unless I clear it constantly because it does variables.
And it's deep. It goes really deep. Exactly. And most people can't see, so they don't know when it's done.
Exactly. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on my invisible family story and clearing it for a better life.
For me. Yeah. Take a breath. And activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have laughter and love and fun and objectivity and the ability to know when I need to clear and what I need to clear on a regular full-time basis starting right now. Take a breath. Let that life force come in and let it go through your body. Blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
It's the story of my mom. Okay. It's going to be Mother's Day, but this isn't any story.
No.
This story is going to shake you up. And you could almost say that this is a second part of this story today, the Invisible Family Stories.
Okay.
Because rather than a tribute, and I want to my hat's off to all the mothers out there because I know what you've done, what you do. But this is about seeing someone that's at the end of their life.
Yes.
And how their anagram type and no clearing has caught up with them.
The effects.
And and frankly, one of the things that we're doing with her is clearing some of those effects.
Yes.
And because she has dementia, she's deaf basically, the results are amazing.
Well, and I can't wait for everyone to hear the effects of what we've done with the ecosystem approach and Jason's mom. By the way, in all honesty, it's phenomenal.
If you're a caregiver, you're whether it's with a child or an adult,
correct,
and you're starting losing the ability to connect with them intellectually,
yes.
Or this, not, doesn't
this,
matter.
Exactly. This you know? Is a great way to deal with all of this.
You know, so. for those who say I've done what I've done and that's all there's going to be exactly. And there's nothing I can do about it, the cowboy approach.
Yes.
You know, this will give you pause.
Yes.
And if it's mainly for your life, it's not just for if you're taking care of someone, it's mainly for your life to say, okay, looks what happened to her. Is that what I want for my life?
Exactly.
So if you're 30 or 40, this is you have to listen to this show.
It's going to be amazing. Yes. So how did by chance to the audience, did what we talked about today, did it affect you?
Did it touch your heart?
Yes.
You know, if you're going to listen if you listen to this show and you listen to the one about my mom, you have to sign up for our free section because you'll get some of the backstory, you'll get the clearings written out, and it'll be perfect.
Yes.
And we've set it up for you so it's easy. All you have to do is do the clearings every week, listen to our show every week, and do the clearings at the end.
Right.
And it's that simple, and you'll start to get an effect.
Well, and how they do that is through a subscription. Is that a free subscription?
Yes, sign up for our free subscription, theecosystemapproach.org.
There you go.
You know, go to our Facebook page. You can see all of our videos there.
Right.
Like us while you're there, if you would. We really appreciate that.
Correct.
And when can they talk to us next?
They can talk to us next week. We'll connect next week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.